Mostly we have the grade school Steri Parshas Tazria. And of course, although the bulk of Tazria and Metzora deals with the halachos of Tzaras, which we loosely translate as leprosy, the process through which one becomes Tomei, and then ultimately the process through which one becomes Tahar, the beginning of Parshas Tazria details the halachos of childbirth, telling us the halachos of Tum and Tara for a woman who gives birth. And then the Torah goes on to explain the halachos of Mila, the laws of Bris Mila, circumcision, the laws which are pretty simple and straightforward. Ubayom hashmini yimol besar arlaso. And on the eighth day, the child, the baby boy, is given a bris. And Rabbi Nachman says something so exceptionally beautiful. He quotes in the Kutei Halachos and Choshen Mishpat, the halachos of Shlichos. He writes as follows. Amar Rav Asinu Zal. He quotes Ovir Chazal who say, Hakol tzarech tikun. So it is an incredible Mamar Chazal. So Chazal tells the rabbis, teach us, Hakol tzarech tikun. Everything in this world needs tikun. Everything in this world needs to be fixed. Hatormesin tzrichin tikun. Hachitin tzrichin kitun. So the tormesin, you know, the gourds and the leeks, they require tikun. The chitin, the wheat, requires tikun. What does this mean? Everything that is in this world is in an unfinished state. And therefore, by definition, needs fixing, needs a process in order ultimately, again, to bring out its true koach. So the wheat grows in the field and it looks very beautiful. The problem is the wheat in the field is of very little use to me. It requires tikkun. It requires some types of fixing, some type of process through which that wheat is able to become life-sustaining bread. The vegetables which grow in the ground, it's fine, but a lot of them are only edible ultimately after being subjected to a process. And Chazal tell us, everything in the world is like this. Everything in the world starts out in an unfinished state, and it requires some type of tikkun, some type of fixing, in order to bring it to its true intended state. And the Rebbe and Chazal go on and they say, Gam ha'odam tzarech tikkun. A person also requires tikkun. And how does a person find his tikkun? What's the process through which a person is quote-unquote fixed or elevated or ready for heightened service? Ayidei mitzvas milo. This is the mitzvah of bris milo. Ki nivra oral. Since a person was born uncircumcised, so the uncircumcised Jew is like the stalk of wheat that is standing in the ground. The stalk of wheat standing in the ground is very beautiful, but not particularly useful, until it undergoes its tikkun, until it undergoes its fixing, its remedying process. So to a person is born as an orel, but a person only comes into his own, ultimately with the mitzvah of bris milah, with circumcision, with the removal of the arla. Ki ha'adam, so the Rebbe says, what does that mean? And this is really amazing. Ki ha'adam be'eish sheyotzi la'olam, adayin eino shum zchus sheba avuru yetzi la'olam. So the Rebbe highlights something amazing. You know, when you come into this world, we have no zechus, we have no merit that sustains our creation, right? Meaning, a child is born into this world. So we assume that in order to have life, in order to have bracha, in order to have shefa, in order to have divine energy course through my veins, I have to have some type of zechus, I have to have some type of merit. When a baby comes into this world, what merit? Ein lo shum zechus sheba'avur yetzi l'olam. He has no merit that should first of all have allowed him to come into this world and sustain his life. Va'azai, hu b'tchilas, hu b'b'chinas tchilas habriya. So the Rebbe says, when a child comes into this world, he's comparable to the world in its state at the beginning of creation. Meaning what? Shenivra ha'olam b'chasdo levad, b'lishum is arusa dilatasa. So we know in Chassidus that there are two different forms of inspiration. There's what's called Is'orusa Dila'ilo and Is'arusa Dila'tasa. Inspiration or an awakening from above, or an inspiration or awakening from below. Meaning what? That sometimes the way in life that we earn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodwill is through the good deeds that we do. The Maisim Tovim, the Chasodim, the Torah. That's called Is'arusa Dila'tasa. Inspiration from below. Meaning man-generated inspiration. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives us beautiful bracha, even though I don't deserve it. He just showers it down upon me anyway. That's called Is'arusa Dila'ila. That's called inspiration from above. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers down His bracha, showers down His blessing to me, even though I don't deserve it, I haven't earned it, I haven't done anything that ultimately allows me to be entitled to this. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, ultimately again, when the world was created, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent life, infused life into this world, even though the world, creation, didn't deserve it. It was Is'arusa Dila'ila, inspiration from above. The Rebbe says that when a person comes into this world, so he hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't accomplished anything yet. So if he hasn't done and he hasn't accomplished, he hasn't had mitzvot, no chasadim, no Torah. So at the end of the day, what's his merit that allows him, A, to come into this world, and B, that sustains him once he is in this world? And the Rebbe says, he has no merit. His bracha is a gift from above. His bracha is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets to enjoy the inspiration which trickles down from the Ribono Shel Olam into this earth. Shezeh v'chinas anius u'mekabel. D'lesle migar meklum. V'lachmo hu b'chinas namo dikisufa. U'misham achizas ha'atzvus. Achizas ha'atzvus v'adin. So the Rebbe says something amazing. The Rebbe says that at the end of the day, the Rebbe says that a person, when he comes into this world, ultimately requires tikkun. He's in an unfinished state. So because he's in an unfinished state, he has no zchus, which ultimately makes him deserving of coming into this world. And he has no zchus, no merit, that allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu to continue to shower bracha down upon him. So what is it that allows a person to be sustained when he enters into this world? It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Arusa Dila'ila. The Rebbe calls this Nama Dikisufa, the bread of embarrassment. What does this mean? So we know that when a person is not self-sufficient, it's incredibly embarrassing. When a person has to rely on handouts from another, it's difficult, it's humiliating, it's embarrassing for a person. That's the bread of embarrassment. When a person comes into this world, he can't earn his own bread. He can't earn his own zechuyos. He can't earn the shefa. Instead, the shefa, the divine energy, is something that is given to him. It's a hand. It's a handout. It's a gift. It's a matana. It's inspiration from above. It's the bread of embarrassment. Misham achizas ha'atzvus v'adin. Shemisham ha'achizas ha'orla b'chinas ha'klipo. Va'alkein behechrich shiyetza adam orel. So when a person, when a little boy is born into this world and he's born orel, so that falls into the general dynamic of creation. What Chazal say? Hakol tzarich tikkun. Everything in this world comes into this world in a semi-finished state, or we'll call it a partially unfinished state. And the avoda in this world is to take that which is unfinished, remedy it, elevate it, rectify it, and finish it. It's true with the wheat, and it's true with the vegetables, and it's true with ourselves. We come in with an arla. We come in with an arla, some of us physical arla, some of us spiritual arla, but the arla represents the unfinished state of man. So I come into this world with the arla, the unfinished state, and when I exist, I only exist because of the good grace of God. I only exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me inspiration from above. Is'arusa Dila'ila. I haven't done anything to earn it. I haven't done anything to deserve it. So what happens, says the Rebbe? V'alkin, al yidei shemalin es atinok, the karsina arla dechafi ala bris sheze eker tikkun ha'adam kimikodem lo haya begedra adam klal ki iker tzelam dmos adam kshemal nimsa. Three more line shal yidei mitzvas mila anu metatnin es hatinok a yidei asiyasin lebebechinas is arusa dilatasa. So says that there is something so amazing. What's the essence of bris mila? The essence of bris mila is the inspiration from below. The inspiration, ultimately, again, from doing something dynamic, from doing something dramatic, from doing something absolutely amazing, which elevates me, which rectifies me, which infuses holiness into me. That's ultimately, again, what the mitzvah of Bris Mila is. I come into this world as an orel, and I subsist and I exist on the good graces of God, who showers down bracha and shefa upon me, even though I don't deserve it. I'm an orel. And what happens? I do the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Bris Milah is the first act, even though the baby doesn't do it to himself, it is done onto him. But it's the first act that's done on his person. And at the end of the day, what we teach the child is that you cannot subsist in this world through the good grace of God alone. You must put in your effort. You must engage in dynamic activity. Don't live life with the bread of embarrassment. Don't live life simply through the handouts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be successful in this world, but be successful through your own efforts. Be successful through the Isarusa Dilatasa, through the inspiration ultimately again from below. Be successful by your willingness to engage in the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Va'al yedei zeh ba'atzmo machnin u'mevatlin ha'arla b'sharsha. And what happens? You see, the arla represents the unfinished state. Bris Milah represents the rectification of the unfinished state, or the perfection of the unfinished state. How do you move past your arla? By stopping to rely on God's good grace, is arusa dela'ila, and starting to earn your merit, your reward, ultimately through your own dynamic activity. That, says the Rebbe, is the incredible mitzvah of Bris Milah. And the Rebbe's insight is incredibly profound and important to us. Because what the Rebbe is teaching us is we come into this world imperfect, no different than the rest of creation. But the great privilege and opportunity that we have above the rest of creation is, whereas the rest of creation doesn't have the ability to remedy, to fix, to be metaken itself. The wheat can't turn itself into bread. The vegetables cannot turn themselves into a culinary delicacy. We have to do that. But yet we who come into this world in an unfinished state, we do have the ability to remedy ourselves. We do have the ability to go ahead and remove the arla. We do have the ability to be metaking ourselves and to lift ourselves up to a higher level. And the incredible thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the time and the opportunity to be able to do this. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to get our act together from the moment we come into this world. He sustains us and He takes care of us with this Isarusa Dila'ila, with the divine blessing that showers down upon us from above. I don't have to deserve it. I don't have to do anything to earn it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me as a gift. Think of it as startup capital, investment capital. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's investment capital in me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't get comfortable with it. Don't live your life with handouts. Don't subsist on the bread of embarrassment. I'll get you started. But you need to give yourself the Bris Milah. You need to remove the Arla. You need to figure out how to advance yourself, how to move yourself forward, and how to elevate yourself. This, says the Rebbe, is the great charge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. He'll take care of us. He'll shower bracha upon us to give us time to arrange the Bris Milah. But then he tells us, take advantage of the opportunities you have around yourself to make yourself greater, to make yourself better, to be metaking yourself. Remove the arla. Inspire yourself. Take charge of your life. Create something beautiful for yourself and from yourself. Ubayom hashmini yimol besar arloso. We should be zochem yartz Hashem to first of all appreciate all of this isarusa de la'ila, all of the incredible divine blessing that is indeed showered down upon us from above. Each and every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this startup capital. But let's not rely on it. Let's not subsist on it. Let's not be satisfied with it. Let's engage in this arusa dilatasa, inspiration from below, self-generated inspiration. Let's be metaking ourselves. Hakol tzarech tikun. Everything requires remedy. Everything requires elevation. Everything needs to be fixed. May be zochem yartz Hashem. As we enter into Shabbos Kodesh, as we enter into Chodesh Nisan, a month with untold possibilities, a month with untold potential, may we be zochem yartz Hashem, each of us in our own way, to remove the arla, to inspire ourselves, and in yartz Hashem reach that incredible level of tikkun. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening and a good night of Shabbos.